Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And with us today is Rebecca McFarland, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Gary.
We talked a few weeks ago about all the different positions in the Frontier District, but what we didn't really talk about was the amazing staff that you have, and I know you want to give them a shout out today.
That's right, Gary. About 6 weeks ago, I shared information about each of the agents or educators and their area of specialization. And so today I wanted to share information about our office professionals in each of their roles. We are so very thankful for each of them because they certainly provide a lot of services to our district. So the first one I want to share information about is Liz Drennan, and she is our office professional in the Garnett office. She greets the public, answers the phone, assists customers with their questions or the services that they are seeking, and also assists the 4-H program manager, the agent, nutrition educator with programming, setup, maybe making copies, all kinds of things. Liz has around 15 years of experience with K-State Research Extension, so she had some years of experience with other counties prior to coming to Anderson County and then the Frontier District. And she is a very passionate supporter of Extension, so we really appreciate her. Juanita Slichter is one of our office professionals in the auto office. And Juanita knows all things 4-H. Juanita is a prior 4-H parent and leader, and she is our youth development office professional. So she does assist with the daily functioning of the auto office. She's one of the most organized people that I know. She's always willing to lend a hand. She knows where things are in our office. And she has over 10 years of experience with K-State Research Extension in our district. And again, is so very knowledgeable about our 4-H program.
Now, is Juanita the one that does the great newsletter that comes out every month?
She does. She keeps things straight between the three counties because even though we're a district, each county program is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And so she's able to compile all that information and get into our newsletter, information there on our website. Again, she knows all things 4-H. Our two newest office professionals are Janaea Hamlin and Madison Maurer. They've been with our district for a little over a year now. Janaea is located in the Linen office, and she's our financial manager. So she also greets and assists the public. She prepares the district's monthly financial statements and reports for our board. She prepares the monthly payroll. She files state and federal reports and employee benefits. She maintains the district's accounts payable as well as receivable, the inventory, all things financial. And Janaea has prior experience in finances as well, and she has a wealth of knowledge in that area. Madison is our office professional and communications and marketing manager, and she's housed in the auto office as well. She greets the public both in person and on the phone when they call. She maintains and regularly updates the district's webpage and social media accounts. She also assists with coordination and management of the district's marketing plan and social media presence. And she creates and edits print marketing material, as well as electronic media and videos. Madison is a Franklin County 4-H alum, and we really appreciate her knowledge and expertise in communications and marketing. And she's currently on maternity leave, and we're really missing her because, again, she does such a great job with all things communications and marketing. So, Gary, I think I'll quit for today, and I want to introduce our 4-H program managers. I know you've heard from them, as well as our SNAP Ed nutrition educators the next time I'm on. But again, I just want to say I'm so very grateful for our team. They all play a vital role in our district, and they enable us to meet the mission of K-State Research and Extension, which is we are dedicated to a safe, sustainable, competitive food and fiber system, and to strong, healthy communities, families, and youth through integrated research, analysis, and education.
Okay, thank you very much, Rebecca. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meridazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.